This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, the Lakers are being sold. It's an end of a small business owner era in pro sports. Of course, Jerry Jones and the Jones family and Blue Star Enterprises and everything they do, they were visionaries. They probably saw this coming 10, 20 years ago and have started all these businesses around pro sports that have provided the revenue that allows them to stay in the billionaire game and continue to own the Cowboys and be so successful. So congrats to them for not having to sell out as the Celtics have, as the Lakers have, and as another number of teams are, but they don't have to. So congrats to them, and I think congrats to Lakers fans, because you got to have like billions and billions of dollars to play in this game with the size of these checks that you got to sign, and for the ability to sustain potentially losing tens of millions of dollars if you go for it and it blows up in your face. I think the thing is it's gotten too risky for a private group of owners that are grandma and grandpa, basically, to potentially lose hundreds of millions of dollars chasing a championship that blows up in their face. Because that's the stakes these days.
It's nice to be an owner of a team. And there's been some families in NFL that have been at it a long time. The McCaskies, the Halases there in Chicago, the Rooneys in Pittsburgh, the Maras in New York. But there's going to come a point in time where they're going to have to, think about, how do we pay these contracts? How do we pay these signing bonuses? Yeah, our teams make money, but in the long run, though, it's going to take even more money. And if you don't have any outside way of making income, then you're probably best to get out of the business before, everybody comes down on you for being cheap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, here's a kid at Cincinnati, our defensive end that they just drafted. And he has not played a down for the Bengals and calling the Brown family out for being cheap, and this is the way they run their organization and all that. And, Mark Cuban said it about, his kids and stuff like that. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on them to have to come up with money. But like I say, it's sad because the Buss family are such a great part of
NBA history.
NBA history, yeah.
Yeah. One other note on it. We see with the Rangers, Ray Davis, and I joke and I call him Scrooge Davis or whatever.
Scrooge McDuck.
But I mean, he's worth $2.8 billion. He is highly sensitive to the luxury tax threshold.
Yeah.
So I don't know the amount of wealth that you have to have accumulated to be able to very smoothly operate in pro sports is, apparently more than even that. If you want to have an owner rich enough to absorb and possibly lose money, here's Wolchek.
Yeah, they're in a great place with Mark Walter, who also owns the Dodgers. We've seen the money that he's thrown around there. So the Lakers.
Magic Johnson's part of that Dodgers team, too, right?
TWG Global Company.
That's who we want to buy the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, they're not going to give a damn about these aprons. Luka Doncic probably has a big smile on his face right now. Cowboys did make a couple of signings. They brought in several names last week, and they signed two of them. So they're signing corner Robert Rochelle and defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey, according to Aaron Wilson of KPRC Reports. We've also seen Calvin Watkins come out and confirm the Rochelle signing. Rochelle was a fourth-round pick of the Rams back in 2021. He was a top 100 player on Dan Brugler's The Beast. He appeared in 48 games for the Rams and Packers the past four seasons. Mostly special teams guy, 25 tackles, pick, three forced fumbles in his career. And then Winfrey was a draft pick in the fourth round of the Browns. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2023, was recently an all-UFL honors guy with the Birmingham Stallions.
Here we go.
Whom they got Brandon Butter Aubrey from, who also, by the way, threw out an awesome first pitch last night at the Rangers game. Shout out to Plano Zone, Brandon Aubrey. But
athlete.
Man, there's Perrion Winfrey. I watched a little bit of him last week, Brian, when they brought him in. This is a big dude. He does play a little high. He's got long arms. But my gosh, I forgot. If you'll remember Perrion Winfrey based on one hit that he had against Brock Purdy. Just, I thought he killed Brock Purdy in a game Oklahoma played against Iowa State. Tough eval because Oklahoma at the time was playing that like slant front, that 3-3-5.
Sure.
But he's an interesting player that they're bringing in here to add some depth.
His draft class
tackle.
Was when?
2022. And then Rochelle, the corner, was 2021.
Gotcha.
So both former fourth-round picks the Cowboys are bringing in. Okay, speaking of the Cowboys, here was Trayvon Diggs on with streamer Neon talking about, hey, who are some underrated players on this Cowboys team?
Who's like your favorite underrated player on the
Hold on, by the way, I hit that button like 30 times. Okay?
I feel it.
Who's like your favorite underrated player on the Cowboys right now?
My favorite underrated player?
Yeah. That's going to have a breakout season, you think?
Sam Williams.
Okay. What does he play?
Defensive end.
Defensive
He's
end?
He's like another Micah.
For real?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he might be faster than Micah.
Yeah.
That's OP. That's
and
crazy.
And we got a kid. he wear number 41. Watch out for him. He going to be good. I like how he work. He work real hard. He fast, too. We got a lot of guys, though. Like, is... Bell. Like, we have a lot of players.
Like, Izzy McQuamu, I think, and then Marquise Bell. 41 is Donovan Ezeraku. That's the second rounder out of Boston College.
You got to earn the right as a rookie to be called by your name.
Yeah.
Right?
Otherwise,
isn't that how it goes?
It's like the kid from Duke, you know, that kid wearing 41. That's kind of what that's the treatment you're getting.
He's right about Sam Williams with just the general athleticism. Speed. If he can put it all together, obviously coming off the injury makes things a little bit more challenging, the consistency stuff, but we've seen the flashes of healthy Sam Williams. He's a complete game wrecker as a disruptor.
He definitely knows who the other wild card on the defense is. You know?
He does.
He's admiring a hard worker.
He does.
Birds of a feather.
And I like the way this guy works. I saw him for 3 days while I was out there at minicamp.
Hey, by the way, it looks like we have the number.
Oh, for the sale?
For the sale.
Is it over six bill?
It's over.
Seven?
Over.
Eight?
Over.
Over. Nine?
Over.
11.
Wow, you skipped it. It was 10.
Well, I thought you were going to say over again, damn it.
$10
billion. $10 billion for the Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, is the Buss family selling the Lakers kind of the equivalent to, like, Jerry selling the Cowboys?
I think it would probably be
the closest thing.
See, I don't see, like I say, Gavin's right. The Buss family doesn't have any. I think at one time when their dad was kind of a real estate guy, you know, doing things that way.
But they probably have a bunch of apartments and stuff.
But I don't feel like that they're a family that has a lot of outside interests.
I mean, like the Joneses probably more so, but like innovating the league, right? The way that the product is now turned into
one of the first families of a sport.
Like the Lakers are one of the pillars of the NBA. The Cowboys, obviously, the brand recognition, the number one.
Dollars.
That's wild.
An NBA team. Wow.
That's nuts. Absolutely crazy.
The Lakers are just going to be accumulating high-dollar players for a long time.
What did these guys buy the Dodgers for then? It's a bunch of them, I'm sure. I'm sure there's like a...
Yeah, I got to go back and check that. Eric, if you can do some Googling.
I could have Googled that too very easily.
No, you're good.
ChatGPT, but...
Let's hear from Lamar Jackson. This was his press conference.
They brought it from the McCourt family, I believe. Remember they had all
that
trouble?
Sold the Dodgers?
So this is interesting. Just a couple of years ago when that Sportico estimate happened, they put the Lakers at 8 and the Cowboys at 10.3.
Okay, there you go.
So the Cowboys are worth 25% more. So I think by that math, we'd think the Cowboys are worth 12.5 right now.
Yeah.
Damn. It's a lot of money.
Looks like when the Dodgers sold back in 2012, it was a record-breaking $2.15 billion.
So these guys
are paying $10 billion.
So these guys have come up for $12 billion for the last two sports teams they paid for.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
Pretty amazing. Incredible. And all the contracts that they've dealt out.
And like, how about though the two in the same city though? They have the two teams.
I think he's got some ownership stake in the Sparks as well.
Yeah.
And an F1 team. I don't know which F1 team.
He needs an NFL team, again? It looks like.
Who's this guy?
I think Walter.
Mark Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Walter.
Just crushing it.
I mean, luckily the Mavs have sold to like such huge money. Well, like, you know, obviously the Rangers and Stars, you know, money's not that much of an obstacle. But I think with the Cowboys, it is genuinely a big obstacle goal. Because you have so much huge money coming in, and like what Jeff Lurie is showing, what these teams are doing is they're taking equity to try to build a historically massive brand and a dynasty. And the Dodgers are going to pull it off, right? Maybe the Warriors would last to pull it off in the NBA. If you can get it going, then we're going to grow this and make so much money on the valuation of our franchise because of the championships we win. Mm-hmm. No championships, yeah, you're worth this much. Go win a couple championships and then sell the team so we can recoup all that equity lost in the future based on the added value we're getting from winning. You know, and it's high risk, but it's got to be a ton of fun. If you're one of these young hedge fund managers, or you're like a oil billionaire, you got the dice roller in you. You're like, this is going to be awesome. Jerry Jones is looking at it like, we got to grind ROI every year and make sure we extract this amount of value, not thinking, wow, if we won multiple championships, we could double or triple this value right now. And maybe the Cowboys can't. You know, maybe that's why they don't so aggressively chase it, because as the team that's worth the most, there's not a big gap to catch. Like, if the Eagles are worth $3 billion with no championships, but you can catch the Cowboys at 12 if you go back-to-back, hell yes, we're throwing another $200 million at that possibility. Because now we're as big as the Cowboys, and until we come up with essentially $1 billion to throw money at contracts, we can't, you know, imagine being in that game.
Yeah, he was part of the. He's part of the Guggenheim company. So that he's a.
Don't they do like museums?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's they're out of Chicago is where they're out of, and what's interesting about this guy, and you mentioned this, he's co-owner of Chelsea FC,
mm-hmm.
got 13% in that, 20% owner of the Lakers already.
Okay.
So he just purchased the other.
Yeah, I saw that he was a minority owner, and I guess he had right of first refusal.
Right.
For the majority share of the team.
He exercised that. Then he's owner of Andretti Global, which is the new Formula One team that's coming up, too.
Okay, there we go.
So that's with Cadillac. He's principal owner of the LA Sparks, the WNBA team, and the owner of the Professional Women's Hockey League.
So they're investment bankers.
Yeah, that's what they are. Guggenheim is
crushing, man. Yeah, the Lakers. It's probably good to be a Laker fan right now. They're gonna be making a ton of money. Last thing here, NFL sounds of the day. This was Lamar Jackson at his press conference yesterday when asked about what was at that time a free agent cornerback that he used to play with in college.
Accomplished cornerback available. Have you gotten a chance?
Go get him, Eric. I love all our corners. Don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but. You know, you don't know. You never know what Jair. That's my boy, man.
You never know what Jair. You never know. Well, less than 24 hours later, Jair Alexander is a teammate of one Lamar Jackson, as he's getting a one-year, $4 million deal. He's got the ability to earn up to $6 million with $2 million in incentives. And now that Ravens secondary, Jair Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, year two corner, Nate Wiggins, former Cowboy Chido Awuzie, and then Kyle Hamilton and their first-round pick, Malachi Starks. They have made that certainly a strength in that secondary.
Hmm.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
My pleasure.
There he is, Zach Wolchuk with a sports segment for you. Let's talk to George Sedano. Can the Pacers force a Game 7? Is Jason Kidd in play? Cooper Flagg? And potentially big trades to roll as the draft and free agency is approaching. But, yeah, we just had the Lakers be sold. And we'll talk more with George about that, Brian.
Yeah, real quick, his company is worth, part of this partnership, $349 billion.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Wow.
No wonder they're throwing money around. Let's go. Wow.
Have fun competing with that, NBA.
Absolutely.
Looks like they're about to money whip the association like they money whipped Major
League. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
League Baseball.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. A big NBA breaking news story this hour. George Sedano, ESPN, joining us now to talk about that and the Mavs offseason, the finals. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, George. How the heck are you?
I have had a very strange day. So, obviously, I was going to come on with you guys a little earlier, and I told your guy, Zach, hey, you got something coming that's pretty big that I got to be ready for, because we all have to kind of have all hands on deck. And as you just mentioned, it's a pretty big story with the Lakers. But then while that was happening, we seem to have a pretty big weather situation here in Indianapolis, where there was a tornado situation here. So we thought we escaped the tornadoes in OKC somehow, and ended up having them here in Indy. So it's been an interesting last 45 minutes.
Well, thanks for battling through all that to get on with this, George. What Lakers sold, why is this the right time? Why did this happen now?
You know, I think it's been something they've been planning for a while, an exit strategy, especially when Mark Walters became part of the group back in 2021. He is part of the group that owns the Dodgers. So it makes a lot of sense to keep it within someone in Los Angeles that understands the Lakers brand. And the Dodgers and Lakers have so much synergy already to begin with amongst their ownership groups, and Magic Johnson obviously being a part of both organizations in a big way. So I just think that with Jeannie and them, they understand, like, at some point, while they will still have a level of ownership stake, that just, you know, it's an arms race right now. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that as a family, if I had to guess, you know, they didn't have the means per se that some of these other groups have. And that's just kind of where they find themselves in. And I think they just take a lot, you know, they take a lot of crap, right, when the team doesn't perform the way that it's expected to based on the standard they've created. So, you know, in a day and age of social media, man, like, you can't even open your phone. Someone's ripping you to shreds. And I'm sure, you know, they all get it, you know, 200-fold than what we all get it. So I think at some point, a combination of all those things probably just said, you know what, it's enough's enough. We've had a great run. We'll still have an ownership stake within the family, but it's time to kind of move in a different direction.
How much of this is, you know, what we saw with Luka and the Mavs, and it's just, it takes very, very deep pockets to look at signing these super max guys?
Yeah, I think the finances definitely played a role. That's why I mentioned it was an arms race. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's just what sports are. Hell, we're seeing it in collegiate sports. So it just is what it is now. Like, you have to have deep pockets, and especially if you want to own a professional sports franchise.
So what's I know you're covering the finals here, George, but I know you got a beat on all of the NBA. And for whatever reason, this like Jason Kidd to the Knicks deal just won't die here in Dallas. We just see reports of this every day. Like, it won't go away, even though the Mavs said, step off. This is our guy. Is there real legs to this, or what's going to happen here with the Knicks?
You know, I think that if it's not dying, if I had to guess, and this is completely a guess, okay, I'm guessing that maybe Jason doesn't want it to die. You know, if I had to guess, that would be the case, because if the Mavs are not interested in letting Jason go, why would this story continue? The story only benefits, you know, Jason if he does want to leave, right, to keep that going and keep it out there. So, I guess the Knicks to some extent too, right, so they can save some face because they've certainly had a rough go of it. But, yeah, I always look at any story and say, who does it benefit? Well, in this case, it would only benefit the Knicks or Jason and or both. So I'm guessing one of those two have to be involved in keeping this story alive to some capacity.
Elsewhere around the league, of course, we have the finals to talk about with you. But at what point do you expect the KD news to drop?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be before the draft, but I don't think that's the case anymore. I think that Phoenix is a bit delusional as to what they were going to get in return for a soon-to-be 37-year-old Kevin Durant. And, you know, look, KD's still awesome. I still think he's like a top 20 player in the league, but I don't think he's the guy that can single-handedly get you to a championship anymore. I don't think he's that player. Look at this Phoenix team, right? Granted, I will tell you, I've been there a ton. The construction was terrible. The more and more they reduced James Jones's role over time there over the last couple of years, the worse and worse things got. And the owner there, you know, he fancies himself a basketball guy. You know what I'm saying? He played college basketball for Tom Izzo, and he's putting a lot of his guys in place. And it seems like he wants to have more control. And he said as much, actually, to some extent. So, you know, you guys have seen this firsthand in sports, man. A lot of owners think they know what they're doing, and this is a very different business. So I think that the Suns are going to find themselves in a spot where these other teams are not going to relent. They're going to be pretty steadfast, I would imagine, on what they're willing to give up for KD at this stage of his career. And I think the Suns, if they keep KD and try to get through the season, I don't know if that's going to work out well for them, because I'll give you a quick little backstory, not to go too long on it, but when KD wanted to leave Brooklyn, he was allegedly, according to reports, willing to get and make things messy a little bit because he wanted to go to either Phoenix or Miami at the time. And Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, and his wife met with KD and said, hey, look, we promise you we will get you to one of the destinations you want. You just need to play for us. And, you know, he was able to build that equity with KD because he followed through on that. But here's the problem. Matt Ishbia and the Suns, they tried to trade KD at the trade deadline without him knowing, and I just don't think they have that kind of equity. If anything, they have negative equity with him at the moment.
George Sedano here with you on The Fan. I mean, owners in the NBA, it's so tricky. Doesn't it seem like the new ones, they just can't help but get so involved that things get messy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And by the way, look, I mean, you guys deal with a guy there in the NFL that certainly had his run at stuff like this, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, like, so you guys, if anyone understands these situations, it's you guys.
It's a perfect analogy with Ishbia because, you know, Jones played at Arkansas, national champion. He just looks at himself like, yeah, I'm a football guy. Why would I want to pay somebody else to do this?
Right. And, you know, he never really valued Jimmy the way he should have valued him. And we saw how that turned out. And then even when Parcells came there for a little while, he was starting to turn things around little by little, but then those two became combustible. So, yeah, like, I just think that that's just kind of where we are. Like, you know, you come into a sport, and I do think that there's that parallel where, like, hey, I know this sport, but the business side of it is different. And it's constantly evolving, too. You don't deal with you're dealing with agents, high-powered agents. You're dealing with players who are making more money than they've ever made. Like, there's a lot that goes into owning a sports franchise in 2025. And by the way, I'm not saying this is what, you know, Jeannie Buss is thinking either, but I'm sure that that has to factor into the calculus at least a tiny bit too. Just like, the world is moving really fast, man, and it's changing. The ground is changing underneath you pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we're going to have the draft and free agency and lots of opportunities to team build. Now with the Mavs, I think it's pretty clear they need a backcourt guy who can defend, preferably, and can play next to Kyrie Irving when he gets healthy. What's out there for him right now as they're looking to improve this team?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, they definitely need, like, I mean, not this guy per se, but like a Mike Conley type, right? A veteran guy who can run the team, you know, 20, 25 minutes a night, that can give you just kind of enough of an adult in the room and on the floor to get you through what you need to get through until Kyrie comes back. But yeah, I would look at a veteran like that, right? I don't know off the top of my head right now what the veteran point guard market looks like. But I do think that's what they need. Just someone who can stabilize things, keep things going, keep the trains running on time, get the ball to AD, get the ball to Cooper Flagg when you eventually draft him, and then and make sure that the offense works the way it's supposed to work.
Hey, George, and you mentioned Cooper Flagg, and I just kind of wondered where your scout buddies are, front office buddies are, about him as a player. Are there some mixed things about him, or is it all super positive in ability, basketball, IQ, all those things that we like to learn about?
Oh, it's all super positive. I have not heard anything negative about him with anyone that I've spoken to. You know, high level defender, obviously can score at three levels, is an excellent passer, just a willing defender too, on top of being a high level defender. I've heard all sorts of comparisons, man. I've heard, you know, this one was interesting to me. I heard, throw in Kawhi, Scottie Pippen, and Andre Kirilenko into a pot, mix it all together, and then you get Cooper Flagg. So I found that one to be interesting. But man, if you could find a brainchild that comes out of that mixture, my God, that's a hell of a player.
So how's this finals been to cover? You've been crushing it as always. What's up with Tyrese Haliburton? I picked the Pacers, man. I was like a lone wolf over here along with my guy Brian. We were kind of pulling for our guy Rick. I think he's done an awesome job, but have they just kind of run out of gas?
Yeah, they have. And look, I think Carlisle's done a masterful job these playoffs coaching this team. Like, it really was. Everybody was making the parallels, understandably so, to when you guys won the championship in 2011 as a big underdog. And now, granted, I actually feel like that's a bigger upset because you had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh on the other side. No disrespect to OKC, but they're not those guys yet. They may be down the road. But certainly at that time, we all remember how much that was ballyhooed when those guys got together. But yeah, he's been phenomenal. And look, this team is fun, man. Like, they are fun to watch. They get up and down. Their pace, no pun intended, is the highest in the league. And it's just an aesthetically pleasing brand of basketball. And on the flip side, I think the same of OKC. I know that Shea gets all this grief about being a free throw grifter or whatever they want to call him, free throw merchant. My guy isn't going to the free throw line any more than Kobe or Dwayne Wade or LeBron or any other MVP for that matter, or anyone who's been even close to sniffing an MVP in the finals before. Guys get to the free throw line, okay? That's just the reality of it. And, you know, he has – I think we had this number correct the other day on TV, or I may have it correct. He's not even like the top 35 all time as far as like total free throw attempts in NBA Finals history for a guy that's at this stage of the finals. So I just feel like that stuff gets overblown. We just pay way too much attention to social media. But I love these two teams. OKC, you know, great defensive team, turns you over, gets out in the open floor. Obviously, Indy wants to run. So it's just really fun to watch. Two great coaches. I love SGA. I mean, that kid, he has got it all, man. And you want to talk about a young group of guys who really are just a joy to cover. It's that group for sure, especially as young as they are. You don't see that very often where young guys get the pecking order of how things work with a professional sports franchise and understand that he's the guy, but he's going to make sure everybody eats. And you get a guy like Jalen Williams playing the way he's playing because they all understand that, you know, at this stage, everybody's going to have to fill whatever role that is. And in Williams' case, he's had to take on a bigger burden because of the way they're guarding Shea, and it's working. So, yeah, it's been a fun finals to cover. I say it's like the finals for basketball lovers. The casuals may not care, but you know what? If you actually like basketball, it's really fun, high-level basketball to watch.
Hey, George, is, you know, the way that the Oklahoma City's built and the way that they just kind of went and just got draft pick after draft pick and made trade after trade after trade, is this the only time we're ever going to see that in history? Because people are going to get very weary of, like, you know, they're going to try to do it, but they're not going to have the success of Oklahoma City doing it?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, you know, hit the nail on the head here. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about what they got.
Sure.
So they traded Paul George, who at the time, by the way, if you recall, finished third in the MVP vote that year. It's not like this is, you know, was a guy who was not considered at that time, you know, a top 5 to 10 player. And they trade him, they identify Shea on a rookie contract, and they felt like if we get this guy in our system, we can mold him to what we want, and he can be our alpha. And I think that teams will try to do that, to your point, but it's not always going to work. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the reality of it. You can try to identify a guy on a rookie contract, but we also know that teams are going to be a little more leery of that and saying, well, wait, why do you want our guy? You know what I mean? Like, you know, even though there's always a level of desperation for certain teams because they feel they're close and they feel like a veteran guy will put them over the top. So there will be some back and forth with it, but the way they hit on it and the haul that they got, I just don't know if we'll see that again.
Thank you, George. Enjoy the rest of the finals, and we'll catch up with you soon if we can.
You got it, guys. Always my pleasure. Have a great rest of your show.
Salute. George Sedano, ESPN, with helping us out. The breaking news: the Lakers are sold for $10 billion. We reckon the Cowboys are worth at least 12 by that math. Where are we going next? It's Jared Sandler joining us to talk Rangers, Royals, and how they get back in the win column tonight.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Next to the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're now under an hour from LA Live. The G-Bag of the day is coming up in 45 minutes. You'll want to stick around for all that. It's getting to be quitting time, and Rangers baseball is right around the corner. Jared Sandler joins us now for his Rangers preview, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Sands. buddy.
I got to turn my mic on. What's up, guys?
Hey, good to hear you. Would have liked some more timely hitting last night. Is this going to be the new stress point, you think, on this season?
Man, probably. The good thing is that when you look in the H column, it's not like a 2 or a 3, although, you know, it did feel like yesterday there were maybe some emptier hits. I think overall the last few weeks, you know, it's looked a lot better in that regard. But, yeah, I think, you know, we're going to have a lot of these conversations, especially, you know, games in which the ball doesn't go over the fence. You know, it's not like the Royals pounded the ball around and out-hit the Rangers 12-5 or anything, but they hit the ball over the fence three times. That's pretty valuable. And, you know, we've talked about it before. It's not easy to get hits in Major League Baseball in 2025 relative to previous years, right? I'm just saying that in terms of, like, the league-wide batting average. And so hitting the ball over the fence becomes more valuable. And, you know, the Rangers built a lineup to do that. And you know, it's I'm not going to say it's tough to win games when they don't hit home runs. I think they're, you know, they're certainly capable of doing it, but you're not going to win games very often when you get out homered 3-0, right? And no. You know, 7 hits, none of them left the yard. They need to start hitting some you know, some long balls.
Well, what are you thinking about tonight with the lefty Chris Bubich, who's been pretty damn good? Like, on my expectations, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm kind of expecting it to not be much better.
Yeah, he's been really good, and you know, the Royals deserve a lot of credit. You know, they've been super patient with him. You know, a guy that was a first round pick, and it took a while for things to click. And, you know, last year he was a reliever and had success, and this year he's been outstanding in the rotation. I think there are some people around the league who are, like, kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then there are other people who, you know, totally buy what he's selling. And obviously, again, being a first-round pick, tons of talent, right? It's not like he totally came out of nowhere in that regard. But, you know, he's a lefty and throws, you know, a little bit of a unique delivery. Good movement, sweeper, changeup combo, really good. And he's only given up 3 home runs this year. You know, it's not going to be easy to get the ball in the air and out of the yard against him. But he's just overall been a really good pitcher. He's, you know, about a strikeout per inning guy, and, you know, started to see strikeout numbers tick up for him last year in a relief role. People were wondering whether it would translate as a starter, and it has. So, it's a really tough test, and, you know, we've talked before about the Rangers against lefties, but, you know, hopefully they can make something happen. And it's a game like this where I'm really looking at a guy, you know, like Wyatt Langford to, you know, step up and come up big. Wyatt Langford and Marcus Semien, I'd imagine if the Rangers are going to have success against Chris Bubich, those two guys are going to be a big part of it.
How does Corbin match up with this lineup?
Well, I mean, I know I said it yesterday. The Royals don't
hit
a lot
home
of
runs.
Yeah. You know, they're still last in Major League Baseball in home runs. And
they were due. It's a one-off.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Patrick Corbin's done a good job of, you know, limiting hard contact and, you know, for the most part, keeping the ball in the yard. I think in general, you know, the Royals lineup has a feel to it, much like the Rangers lineup when things weren't going well, where you just kind of felt like their lineup made other pitchers match up well, right? Now, that wasn't the case yesterday. Salvador Perez certainly matched up just fine against Jack Leiter, and Bobby Witt Jr. also with a couple of extra base hits. But, yeah, I mean, I feel good about Patrick Corbin against this lineup because he hasn't allowed 3 runs or more than 3 runs in a start all year. I don't necessarily go into a start thinking Patrick Corbin's like, he's going to dominate these guys. But I just feel really good about his ability as a veteran to figure out how to compete and how to limit damage. And he gets a lot of weak contact. And, you know, much like you saw his start against Minnesota, you know, when he's kind of backed into a corner, he doesn't wilt. You know, he almost, you know, rises to that sort of challenge. Bases loaded, nobody out, getting out of jams. And that's not easy when you're not a huge strikeout guy, knowing how to find those strikeouts and how to find those swings and misses. And so, yeah, I'm hopeful that he you know, he's ready to go and give the Rangers a chance to win a series tomorrow for whatever it's worth. Again, not like this Royals lineup's been great against righties or lefties. They have been a little bit worse against lefties than they have against righties.
Hey, Jared, you know, with Jack Leiter, I was brimming with confidence that Jack was going to go out there and have a fine game. And he got in trouble in the first and kind of just never really found himself that way. I was just going to ask you, is the front office or the people you talk to just – kind of thinking like it's going to be always up and down with him at least this season?
Yeah, I think overall they're pretty pleased with the steps he's taken from last year to this year. And I think that they expect him to go through the normal road bumps that a guy in his first full year would go through. You know, we talked about Chris Bubich. You know, it's taken him, a few years of being a major league pitcher before he's settled in. He's obviously, been a stud. And, if the season or if the All-Star results were to come out today, he'd be an All-Star. It took a little bit. It took a little bit of trial and error. And he was a true college guy. And I say true because Jack Leiter he basically had one college season because he was a draft-eligible sophomore and his first year was sort of interrupted by COVID. Chris Bubich was a true, proper three-year college guy, and it's taken him, since the pandemic year when he made his major league debut. So I think the Rangers are expecting ups and downs. I think they're expecting growing pains. And I think they're also expecting – I don't know if dead arm period is the right way to put it, but just the challenges. Jack's, if he stays healthy, will throw more innings this year than he ever has, and not even really close. So, at the big league level, especially if you believe those innings to be a little more stressful than, in Double A, for instance. So I think that, I think they're expecting ups and downs, but, I think as long as they feel like the arrow is still trending in the right direction, they'll feel good about it. And I think, obviously, last night wasn't, hey, that's two steps in the right direction. But I think they feel like overall things are looking, looking up and that there's progress that they're seeing in general from start to start.
Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation. How do you like Marcus Semien as your cleanup hitter?
It's different. Yeah, it's different. So, Gavin, it's really interesting. I don't know if you talk to people who they study the data on, like, batting order and how much it really matters. They'll kind of turn your world upside down a little bit in terms of which spots in the order are most important. And the cleanup hitter that is important, but in a different way than what we think. We thought, well, the cleanup hitter is the big guy who's going to drive in runs. He's big home run hitter, but a lot of people look at it like, hey, the cleanup hitter in a lot of ways might be leading off innings, if a team goes down in order. And so Marcus Semien is not your traditional cleanup hitter, right? But I do think that, he's a righty who's batting right after a lefty in Corey Seager, and he is, adding a little bit of separation in that regard. And, I mean, honestly, the way he's hitting it, he has been a good guy in terms of run production. For right now, if Corey's going to hit third, I like having a righty hit behind him. And I think, in a way, Marcus in the four spot has kind of been a hybrid run producer, table setter for, the next group of guys. So I do like it, and I don't know that that's what they're going to ride the rest of the year, but for right now, it certainly seems to be working for Marcus, and, no reason to change it.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great night and good afternoon tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you Friday, I guess.
Hey, sounds good, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Chief, where are we going next?
Yellow Football's Finest featuring a little around the bases update, Sorry about that, Walchuk. I'm not stealing your segment. Around the bodies, bro.
Let's do it.
We're bodying, not basing.
And Shador, I guess, is in a little trouble.
Count
next in the nation.
Damn it, I had the bodies.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.